Blog Talk Radio.
Have you been told that you cannot be a priest because you're a woman, married, divorced, or belong to the LGBT community? Have you always felt a deep calling from God to serve His people as one of His priests, but doors are slammed on you because you do not fit the right profile? If you have experienced these unnecessary roadblocks, then I invite you to take some time and go to the United States Old Catholic Church's website at www.usocc.org. We are a sacramental faith community that welcomes everyone, and we embrace diversity. We have valid apostolic authority, and we proudly support women ordinations and ordinations of those who are married, divorced, or with the LGBT community. You have prayed diligently about your calling to the priesthood, and now God is answering. Email us today at usoccvocations@gmail.com, and let's begin your journey together.
God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
I confess to Almighty God, and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and in what I have failed to do. Through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask Blessed Mary, Ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Night holds no terrors for me, sleeping under God's wings.
Night holds no terrors for me, sleeping under God's wings.
He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High and abides in the shade of the Almighty says to the Lord, my refuge, my stronghold, my God, in whom I trust.
It is he who will free you from the snare of the fowler who seeks to destroy you. He will conceal you with his pinions, and under his wings you will find refuge.
You will not fear the terror of the night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the plague that prowls in the darkness, nor the scourge that lays waste at noon.
A thousand may fall at your side, 10,000 fall at your right. You it will never approach. His faithfulness is buckler and shield.
Your eyes have only to look to see how the wicked are repaid. You who have said, Lord, my refuge, and have made the Most High your dwelling.
Upon you no evil shall fall, plague approach where you dwell. For you has he commanded his angels to keep you in all your ways.
They shall bear you upon their hands, lest you strike your foot against a stone. On the lion and the viper you will tread, and trample the young lion and the dragon.
Since he clings to me in love, I will free him. Protect him, for he knows my name. When he calls, I shall answer, I am with you. I will save him in distress and give him glory.
With length of life, I will content him. I shall let him see my saving power. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Night holds no terrors for me, sleeping under God's wings.
A reading from the book of Revelation. They shall see the Lord face to face and bear his name on their foreheads. The night shall be no more. They will need no light from lamps or the sun. For the Lord God shall give them light, and they shall reign forever. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Into your hands, Lord, I commend my spirit.
Into your hands, Lord, I commend my spirit.
You have redeemed us, Lord God of truth.
I commend my spirit.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
Into your hands, Lord, I commend my spirit.
Protect us, Lord, as we stay awake. Watch over us as we sleep, that awake we may keep watch with us and asleep.
Protect us, Lord, as we stay awake. Watch over us as we sleep, that awake we may keep watch with Christ, and asleep rest in his peace. Lord, now you let your servant go in peace. Your word has been fulfilled. My own eyes have seen the salvation which you have prepared in the sight of every people, a light to reveal you to the nations, and the glory of your people, Israel.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Protect us, Lord, as we stay awake. Watch over us as we sleep. That awake you may keep watch with Christ, and asleep, rest in his peace. Tonight, we'd like to pray for all animals that are abused and neglected. And let us also pray for all of our seminarians and clergy of the United States Old Catholic Church. May God continue to give us strength to minister to all who need to hear the positive message of Christ. Would like to continue to pray for his mother, who is fighting serious breathing difficulties with her asthma. I'd like to continue to pray for Dustin and Friar Phil, who had a debilitating stroke. We're continuing to pray for the homeless, that during these cold nights, they may find shelter and warmth. Praying for all children and their parents and guardians, that they may follow the path of light. Continuing to pray for the sick and dying, that Christ's eternal fire burn brightly within them, that they may be ready to meet Jesus. Praying for Bishop David's spouse, Dustin, that he continues to be strong as he battles cancer. For praying and thanksgiving, the gift of ministry. For healthcare workers, the Lord will walk with them and sustain them under difficult conditions. Nicholas would like to pray for the poor souls in purgatory, that they may have a brief rest during their suffering. We'd like to continue to pray also for the Order of St. Benedict, Immaculate Mary, that it may prosper along with the whole church. Deacon Mike, do you have any prayers?
In thanksgiving to God for all the graces, the many blessings that he pours out upon his people, I would pray for the church, not merely the United States Old Catholic Church, but for the church generally, the people of God, that it will be faithful servants of God and will continue to receive blessings and act for the sanctification and uplift of all people throughout the world.
For these prayers,
the church will ever humbly but confidently pray.
Let us pray. Lord, we have celebrated today the mystery of the rising of Christ to new life. May we now rest in your peace, safe from all that could harm us, and rise again refreshed and joyful to praise you throughout another day. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
And may all the powerful Lord grant us a restful and a peaceful death.
Amen.
Have you been told that you cannot be a priest because you are a woman, married, divorced, or belong to the LGBT community? Have you always felt a deep calling from God to serve His people as one of His priests, but doors are slammed on you because you do not fit the right profile? If you have experienced these unnecessary roadblocks, then I invite you to take some time and go to the United States Old Catholic Church's website at www.usocc.org. We are a sacramental faith community that welcomes everyone, and we embrace diversity. We have valid apostolic authority, and we proudly support women ordinations and ordinations of those who are married, divorced, or with the LGBT community. You have prayed diligently about your calling to the priesthood, and now God is answering. Email us today at usoccvocations@gmail.com and let's begin your journey together.